Erev Tov, Rabotai. So, at Maor's request, he asked me about this a bunch of times. I actually want to touch on it. First of all, please don't forget, Maor also told me that people listen to the shiur like right after it's recorded. So I want to mention, I want to put in an honorable mention about the charity event that the yeshiva is holding. The Gemara, Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Yod Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Gadol me'aseh, Yoter min ha'oseh, which means when it comes to tzedakah, me'aseh is one who causes others to donate tzedakah, is even greater than one who donates. Davar gadol me'od. So I think we're all tremendous, myself included, beneficiaries of the yeshiva, and we gain a tremendous amount, gam ba'Torah, gam ba'Avodah, Birat Shamayim, also in, you know, she'ar chokhmot, and parnasa issues and whatever. You have to have a karat tov. Yeah, one of the mitzvot ha-bin al-ahav, lelomdo umanut, yeah? Was it tzchok? The Chachamim said, chayav adam lelamed bino umanut. And the Gemara says, very harsh lishonot, if a person doesn't, ki'ilu, melamedo listut. Ze davar chashuv me'od. So people, different people have different umanuyot, that's for sure. But not everybody is torato umanuto, not everybody can be. Yeah? Some, everybody knows the famous sugya, brachot teflamed heamud bit. Harbe asu ki Rabbi Shimon, velo alta biadam. A lot of people tried and it didn't work. Pashut, it didn't work. Some people, yeah, a lot of people not. Harbe asu, the Gemara says, velo alta biadam. Anyway, mikol makom, it's important for everybody to try to give back as much as they can. Those who donate, donate. Those who not, who can't or can only donate minimally, talk to people, try to raise it. It helps us. It helps the incoming Talmidim, the current Talmidim. It goes towards scholarships, paying for, you know, this yeshiva, from what I understand, has very, very generous scholarships.
Very generous.
Huh?
Very generous.
No, be'emet. Nachon? Nifni mishurat adin. Mamash, because, and they bend over backwards to make everybody comfortable so that they can learn and study. Kmo shetzarich. So, hakarat tov is chovah. Yehudim is milashon hoda'a. Person has to be makir tova and do whatever he can. I was busy with it today also. I put on the status and I put on my status mode, did everything else. But I sat down, spoke to people. I told the owner of Smash to blast it on his status. I said, Mazi, they're your biggest account, kimat. You have to tzach leakir tova. I said, beseder. I know, Shamati. I said, Mazi, you have to tzach lishtatef. Karata tov. Okay. Everybody should do it. Huh?
Naomi sponsored the lunch for that.
Tov meod. Gam hu, he has to also blast it. Kol echad. When you have a makom Torah in a neighborhood, everybody, it's mashpia on everybody. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, this neighborhood, not only Queens, Great Neck, whatever, it's mashpia. Mashpia. Queens is beneficiaries of Landers and Beis Medrash Shel Talmud. Great Neck is also. Where you think you go home, you're like silent fish. You go home, you learn, you teach, you mashpia. Where do you think that comes from? It comes that you're shoev avodat Hashem from the yeshiva and you give back to others. Tzach leakir tova. That's the way it works. That's our existence is about hakarat tov. Hakarat tov, the Gemara says, kol hakofer betovato shel chavero sofo lichpor betovato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person doesn't recognize the goodness and appreciate his friend, he's going to end up being kofir, denying the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barmim. Hakarat, kol kach chashuv, is hakarat HaTov. So, mikol makom, I wanted to give a short tutorial because I'll tell you, in halakha topics, there's a lot on this. I'm not going to make you sofrim, but I will give you a tutorial, a little bit, you know, a little te'imot of Ilchot Stam, because it's important. You come in contact with these things all the time, and you have to know basic things about Sifre Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzot. These are things that our lives revolve around. Sifre Torah, you read from it multiple times a week. Tefillin, Mezuzot, every day. These are things that you need to know. So, Dvarim Pshutim, and then hopefully we'll try to build it up. Now, obviously, there are, in terms of Ktivat Stam, in terms of the way it has to be written, they're very, very specific halachot. Not getting into all of it right now. I'll tell you personally, because, you know, I breathe stam, and I check and whatever. When I get an aliyah Torah, in general, I have to force myself very much to look at, I look at the otiyot only superficially. I try very much not to overly inspect or look at the otiyot, just to be otzer reading it, because if I look at it overly, then I start finding she'elot and sfekot, vizin, I've made problems before, so I told myself I have to stop making problems for shuls and their sifre Torah, vizin, so I just, no, be'emet kacha, I stopped getting aliyot in certain, huh? I don't make problems for, now, when you take out a sifre Torah to read from it, or you take out a pit of tefillin to wear, or this, it has a chizkat kashrut, until you find actually something wrong, it's omed, once it was written and checked kalacha, it's omed b'chizkat kashrut. But if you actually find something, sfekot, they're real, serious shailas. I don't tell you where I was, but recently I got an aliyah, and I see a lot of the yods that the sofer wrote, kasher, but very borderline to sfekot and she'elot tinok. Now, that's why I don't like doing that. I kind of pull myself back from being, you know, there's iyun and bikiyas. So I try not to be me'ayin in the Sefer Torah. I tried only bikiyas the Sefer Torah. You know, just to not make issues. Aval, you have to know a few pointers about Ketivat Stam. Number one, there's halacha. First of all, tzurot ha'otiyot. Every ot has to have a tzura. Has to have the, and you look throughout Shas and Poskim, Chazal were kovea, the tzura, the proper form of the letter. Now, just like any other language, there can be different fonts of the same letter. That's what we call different ktavim. We've spoken about that before. Ashkenazi ktav is usually either Bet Yosef or Ariya Kadosh. Sephardi ktav is usually Velish. Chabad, they have their own special ktav in general, which is ktav Admor HaZaken, which is a little bit of a spin-off on the Ari. It's different fonts, but they all share, all the ktavim are kasher for all edot, because they all share the tzurat ha'ot. Whatever Chazal meant was tzurat ha'ot, it has that. Now, preferably, everybody should stick to their minhag. Sfaradim im ktav sfaradi. Ashkenazim ktav ashkenazi. Everybody with their own ktav. But the ktav itself is kasher. Now, once you start having shinuyim b'tzurat ha'ot, which means there are different changes, there are variations from the way the ot is supposed to look, that can be posel. That's halacha. If an aleph no longer looks like an aleph, and poskim discuss what's considered a variation, what's not, if it varies from what the tzurat ha'ot is, it's pasul. Okay? Now, even if it's a, let's say it's a safik, I don't know. Does it still look like an aleph or not? Does it still look very common sfekot? Well, if a yud is a yud, but you make the regil of the yod, you make the mushab, the kotz of the yod, a little bit longer than it needs to be, what's that? It could possibly turn into a vav. Yeah? A vav is a vav. You make the gag of the vav a little bit longer than it needs to be, it can turn into a resh. These are shinuim b'tzurat ha'ot. If it's clear that it turns into the other ot, it's pasul, it's a pashut. What if you don't know? There's something in halacha called she'elat tinok. The Gemara speaks about Masechet Menachot. The Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Bet. By the way, all Dine Safrut, kimat all of them, you can look in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Bet. Shama ze mofia. In Chot Filin, there's everything. You take a tinok, dela hakim vela tipesh. The Gemara says you take a child who's not overly smart and also not overly stupid. You know, the age is that he's able to recognize letters, but not to read yet, not to put together letters into words. Why? One second. Why? Because if he can put together words, he can sometimes read or understand what the letter should be based on context. We don't want context. We want the purity of a child who's just learnt the tzurat ha'ot to be able to call what the ot is. Form might be a little bit early because they don't usually learn all of the aleph bit by then. Usually the recommended age is between 6 and 7.
Kid wasn't talking about being with crowns though. It smells like the regular olive.
That's fine. No?
Huh?
No.
Was it either boy or a girl?
Could be a girl too. I've used my daughters many times. Now they've all grown out of it. But all my girls I've used before in Stam. Huh? It's not knowing or not knowing. It's paskening what it's saying what the letter is. So, not what well, they've puzzled the tefillin mezuzot. Yeah.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah, sure. All the time. All the time. Yeah. And then after, sometimes they read. Now, sometimes they're machshir. They called it the letter that I want it to be kasher. I said, well, I said, no, check it. Go. Because once they, the first inclination that they have, la halacha, that's what we go by. The chachamim appreciated the purity of the sight of children. After they first learn the aleph bit, they're able to more easily discern the proper tzurat ha'ot over adults. Never chashuv that the chachamim said, but once the child knows how to put together letters into words, he can guess it contextually. That's no good anymore. Now listen carefully. There's a big difference between Sifrei Torah versus Sifrei Torah and Megillot versus Tefillin Umzuzot in terms of mistakes. Sifrei Torah, Megillot, if there's a mistake, no problem. I'm talking about obviously not Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, if there's a mistake in the Shem Hashem, it's a balagan gadol. I'll put that aside for a second. But if it's a regular word, no problem. You erase the letter, you write it again, akol besedin. Tefillin umzuzot, you don't have that luxury. Because by tefillin umzuzot it says, ve'aya le'ot al yadecha, and it says, ukshatem le'ot al yadecha, ve'ayu le'totafot ben aynecha, and we learn out. Tefillin umzuzot are juxtaposed. Both tefillin umzuzot have to be written kesidran. Kesidran means like the order that they're written in the Torah. Has to be written in that order. Cannot be written out of order. Sefer Torah, you can write it out of order. You can write the whole Sefer backwards. Or start from the middle, then go to the beginning. Akol besedin. When it comes to Tefillin Umzuzot, Zba'aya. So if there's a mistake in Tefillin Umzuzot, yeah, especially if it's at the end, if it's, or especially if it's in, you know, in the, at the end, if it's mamash at the tail end, it's not that big of a deal because you can erase from there and write from there on. But if it's a mistake towards in the middle or towards the beginning of the mezuzah, usually Sofrim will already send it to Gnizah because it doesn't pay now to sit there erasing everything until there and writing everything over. Might as well just what? Right? That's why most things in Gnizah are Tefillin Umzuzot, because those are the things that are most of the times unfixable. Okay? So that's called the Din of Kesidran. Go ahead. It's a good point that Ari is making. There are certain things in Safrut that you can look at and you can tell the mistake. You can tell that something is messed up Tzurat Ha'ot. You can tell that there's an extra letter or a missing letter. Those are mistakes that you can see. There's other mistakes in Stam that you can't see. You don't know the order that was written. Also, there's another halacha, very important halacha, that's called Chak Tuchot versus Chak Yerechot, which is letters in Stam, the Torah says, Uchtavtam. It has to be Ktiva. You have to write the letters as opposed to, meaning the letter has to be written in a positive action, actively, versus passively, meaning taking something away. For instance, let me give you an example. Mem Stuma, Mem Sofit. What's a Mem Sofit? It's a square. Samach, what's a Samach? Circle. So imagine like this. I have a drop of ink that drops onto the paper. I say, wonderful. What do? I wait. Now when it's dry, when it's wet, it's hard to do it. But let's say I wait for it to dry. What do? Instead of writing a whole samach, I'll just chisel out the middle of the letter. I'll erase that. I'll make a space. Mayeshli, I have a mem sofit. I have a samach. The pasul, because over there you didn't write the letter. You made the letter through scratching off. That's called chak tuchot. That's not good. You can't make the letter by taking out something from the inside. Chak Yerechot, you have to actually write the letter. Or, let's say two letters are touching. Two letters are next to each other, and they're touching in a way that it completely lost the Tzurat Ha'ot. Which means you can't tell the two individual letters anymore. Now that it's touching so hard that what? It makes like a new shape. So what do I say? I have an idea. What do? I erase the place where they're touching, and now it goes back to being, for instance, I'll give you an example. A good example. You have a kaf, or a kaf or a nun, and right next to it you have a vav. And the sofer wasn't careful, and now they're touching. If you have a nun and a vav and they're touching on the top, what's that? It becomes a mem. Now, it can a totally different surah, a new letter. So what do? The mekom achibur of the mem is called chartom, the beak of the mem. So what do? I just take a scalpel, a knife, I erase the beak. Oh, yofi! It goes back to what? Shav yeshli nun, yeshli vav. Ze pasul. Why? Because the formation of the letter wasn't through writing. It was through what? Erasing. It was through taking away. What's your shayla?
What percentage? How much of it away?
Meaning what?
Let's say I overextend the bottom of the
letter. Oh, yefe. There's something in halacha that's called dibuk kal, which means sometimes you see letters are touching. It's a very, very thin, fine touch. And even when they're touching, you can still tell the two letters apart. It didn't create a new letter. It didn't lose it. You can still tell the letters. Over there, the halacha is, that's mutar. It's pasul as is because they're touching. Okay, but that's because of a different halacha. You can scratch it off to make it kasher because why? Over there, the otiyot were nikar. Let me tell you a different halacha. The Torah says, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha uvisharicha. The Gemara learns out what's uchtavtam, that you need ktiva tama. It needs to be complete and perfect writing. What does that mean? The Gemara learns out from here that you need something that's called mukaf gvil. Every letter needs to be surrounded by klaf. What does that mean? See letters here? You see how every letter has an outline of white around it? That's called a kafat gvil. That's halacha. Halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. If letters are touching, what is it missing? It's no longer surrounded by gvil. It's no longer surrounded by klaf. V'lachenu pasul. But if it's touching so hard that it loses tzurat ha'ot, that's already a problem of chak tuchot. Let me ask you a question. According to what I'm describing to you, if you have a major touch between two letters and it doesn't look like those two letters anymore, what's the only way I can fix this now? Erase both of them and write it again. Or let me ask you a question. Another very common example. I'm writing ot-he. What's an ot-he? Dalet or resh, depending on your minhag. Yeah? And regel. What happens if I take the regel up a little bit too much? Boom. And it touches the gag. What did it turn into? Chet. So now what do I say? Easy fix. I'll just scratch off a little bit of it. Chak tuchot, zasur. Nachon, that's what I described to you now was chit derashi. Rabbi Nutam holds it's two zines, or a vav and a zine, according to the Ari. But according to the Rashi, it's a dalet, or a resh, with a stick. No, the second one's just a makel, it's a stick. So, and that's kashir also, they're both kashir. So if you're trying to write a hey, but you messed up, and you extended the regel a little bit too high. The baya over there, you'd have to erase the whole thing until it completely loses the tzura. You'd have to erase the entire regel. Why is erasing the regel itself enough? Because then all you're left with is a dalit. That's not the tzura of a he. Then what? Then you write the thing to make it into a he. Then you are makshir ot he by writing something new in it. Which means, again, kashruta ot has to be made not by erasing or cutting, it has to be made by writing, actively writing. Understood? Sometimes you can, but sometimes you can't. You don't know. And you don't know, even if there's an erasure, did he erase it in a way that he erased the whole letter and wrote it again? Or did he do chak tuchot? So there are certain things, that's what I was trying to tell Arya before, is that there are certain things that when you just look at the stem, there's no way to know, you know, unless you... So the sofer, that's one of the reasons that the sofer has to be yiresh amayim mamash. So that if something like that happens, because there's a lot, it's time consuming, money, you know, there's a lot of factors. And if he's not mamash yiresh amayim, tzach lizaher me'od. Yeah, go ahead, Kobe.
Can they go back to the middle of the year?
Oh, so again, if the ot is kasher, you're allowed to play with it. You can make it nicer. You can scratch off a little bit. That's if the ot is... Why? Because the ot is already kasher. My scratching is not bringing it from psul to kashrut, so that's okay. Huh? Correct. Even if it... Correct. Or tagim. Let's say you wrote all the letters. Tagim are there just for adornment. You can write tagim out of order. You don't have to write the tagim as you're writing the letters, because the din of shelo kesidran, kesidran shelo kesidran, only applies to otiyot, not to the tagim. You can write the tagim. Tagim are not posel. You shouldn't wear it without tagim, but certainly it's not posel. So if it's something that's not posel, then it can't have a din of kesidran. Yeah, good. That's what they do. And usually, I'll tell you a secret. Most sofrim don't do the tagim themselves. On tefillin umzuzot, which is very, it's a short job because it's whatever, so usually they do it. On sifre Torah, kim'at, no sofrim do tagim themselves. It's a different job. Sofer writes the letters, and then there's somebody called mitayeg. He's a professional crowner, because you have to know different letters have different crowns. For instance, otiyot sha'atnez getz, shin, ayin, tet, nun, zayin, gimal, tzadi, the regular and the sofiyot, those letters, have three crowns. Then you have bedek chaya. Bedek chaya, bet, dalet, chof, chet, yod, he, they have one. One crown with a makin. Then you have otiyot melechet sofer. Mem, lamed, aleph, kaf, taf, samach, vav, fe, resh, klum. So if you're a professional metayeg, you have to always keep in your mind, and they have to work fast. You got to move. In their mind already, they're trained. They know, ze shalosh, ze echad, ze klum. They go back and forth. Sure.
What did we say about messing up Shem Hashem?
Huh? Oh. If you mess up Shem Hashem, because there's an additional issue of Mechikat Shem Hashem. Now, whereas all of the words in the Torah, you have to write it L'Shem Kedushat, whatever you're writing. Sefer Torah, L'Shem Kedushat, Sefer Torah. Mezuzah, Mezuzah, Tfilin, Tfilin. When you're writing Shem Hashem, there's another Kavanah that you have to write. You have to write L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. You have to write every Shem L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. If you wrote it Shelo Hashem Kedushat Hashem, it's pasul. Pasul. Besides for the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzot, you have to write L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. That's the most important thing of all of Stam, is how you write the Shem Hashem Yitbarach Shemo. That's me'od chashuv. All of them. No. So you're Mekadesh, all of them. There's seven names. Seven names. Adnut. Yod Kevavke. Ehyeh. Shaddai. El, Elokim, and Tzvaot. There's seven names that have Kedusha that you have to write L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. Huh? Before you start writing, you say, Hareni Kotev L'Shem Kedushat Hashem. Yeah, yeah. Preferably every time you write Hashem. If you said at the beginning of your writing period, you said, Kol Azkarot Shani Kotev, Hareni Kotev L'Shem Kedushat Hashem, B'di Avad Yatza. But preferably, every time you get to another Shem, you should say, Arini Kotev, L'Shem Kedushat Hashem.
What if someone doesn't do this?
What do you mean?
You have to erase Hashem's
name. So now, Chas V'Shalom, there's Nisur Torah to erase Hashem's name. So what are you supposed to do over there? You have to carve it out. You can't erase. We learn it out from Pasuk. Lo ta'asun ken l'Adonai Elohechem. You're not allowed to erase. So there's ways to actually, there's specialty sofrim that are experts. It's called shaving or kiluf. Shaving off the Shem, and then they put in gniza and you write under it. Sometimes when they're not able to shave, if it's too thin or whatever it is, you can cut it out and you put a patch. It's called a matlit. Huh? Huh? Happens. Happens. I used to pay, now it went up. I used to pay for a professional mikalef who does this, whatever, back in the day, $20 per shim. Per shim. Now it went up. It's avodah. It's a very, very delicate avodah. So, נמשיך בזאת השם מחר.